Saints Cosmas and Damian, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, our saints today, Saints Cosmas and Damian, as you just heard, were twin brothers born in Arabia. Later on, they went to Syria to study to become doctors. Well, back in the early days of the church, the first 3 centuries or so, 300 years, the Christians were known for their charity towards one another. Look at how they love one another. That's what the pagans would say whenever they saw a Christian. Look at how they love one another. And the Christians would sell their land and then give all the money to the church, or give the property itself to the church for its use. And then the Christians would often visit the imprisoned, the martyrs who were put in prison, and do all sorts of charitable actions like that. And it was one of the great signs of all of our Lord's followers. "By this shall all men know," our Lord said, "that you are my disciples, that you love one another." Now, our two saints today, Cosmas and Damian, were among those most charitable saints of the early church. They were doctors, as I said, and very good ones too. They healed by their prayers those sick people that no other doctor in those days could heal. And they offered all of their services, but never charged any of their patients for all of their hard work. They never accepted money or anything in return, because when they had become doctors, they made a vow to God that they would never receive payment. And so they did it all out of the love of God and love of neighbor. But there's one interesting story about these two saints. Once they were called to take care of this lady, she was grievously ill. No other doctor could figure out what was wrong with her, and they certainly couldn't heal her. And she was probably going to die pretty soon, too. Well, then they called in Saints Cosmas and Damian, and they looked at her, and they healed her. Well, as the two brothers were leaving, the woman called Damian back quietly and offered him 3 eggs to thank him for healing her. Well, Damian knew he couldn't take them because he had made a vow. But then she asked him, begged him in the name of the Holy Trinity to take the 3 eggs, and so he did. Not so much as a payment, but out of respect for the name of God, he took these 3 eggs, and that was it, out of respect for him. Well, Cosmas found out about this and thought that Damian had broken his vow and received a payment. He became quite upset, and he had everything arranged that my brother Damian is no longer to be buried. When we die, I no longer want him to be buried next to me. And so there was a little bit of a fight between them. But then a miracle took place, and they were all out there, and God wanted to clear St. Damian's name and to straighten out this relationship. So what happened, there was a camel nearby. Now imagine this. God can do this. He can do anything. The camel began to speak and to tell exactly what had happened, that Damian didn't receive those 3 eggs as a payment, but that he received the eggs because he respected and loved the name of the Trinity so much that he could not refuse a gift given in the name of the Blessed Trinity. And so Cosmas and Damian, their relationship was better and all of that. But it all happened. It was all solved by a talking camel, which was quite interesting. Well, in any case, they continued with all their work, their charitable work as doctors. And because they were so well known among the people in Rome, when the persecution started up again under Emperor Diocletian, they were two of the first ones to be captured and to be tortured. And so they were indeed captured, put through many tortures. Had their hands tied behind their back, and their feet were tied as well. Then they were thrown into the sea to be drowned. but they were saved from that. Then they were thrown into a fire from which they miraculously escaped as well. And finally, they were put to death eventually and became martyrs of the Catholic Church, which is why we wear the red vestments today, a symbol of their blood which they shed. But what's the lesson today? The lesson is this. Most of us always want to say, it's all about me. That's the modern world. That's how we are. It's all about us. Everything's got to revolve around us, and someone else has to give into what we want to do and play the games that we want to play and read the books that we want to read. Well, it's not all about us. It's not all about me. A Christian is very generous with his time, with his talents, with his money, with everything that he has, because everything is given us freely by God, and therefore we ought to give it freely in God's service, be generous towards God, towards our neighbor, and to show great charity towards everyone. So instead of thinking about, what do I want to do today? Think about, what can I do to show my charity, and to do what someone else wants today? And that's a great way to practice the virtue of charity here at school and when you go back home and have to deal with your brothers and sisters. Think of that today. It's not all about you. It's about helping others, like Saints Cosmas and Damian did so very charitably. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.